Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, May the 7th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Right, so now on to the synopsis of today's show. I'm going to start the show with an in-depth look at the stock market. Now, I talk about the stock market quite frequently, but this is going to be a fairly lengthy treatise on it, probably lasting somewhere in the region of about 15 to 20 minutes. We have arrived at an inflection point. I feel quite confident about that. So I think it's time for me to give you an update, which hopefully will lead us several weeks into the future. And as you know, I am not biased in favour of an up market or a down market. I just call it as I see it. So there you have it. I think European governments fail to realise their potential to save the world from Washington's aggression. Washington is clearly the most dangerous entity that faces the world today. By far, nothing even comes close. But there are ways in which to mitigate this, I think. I don't think they will be taken advantage of, but I'm going to talk about that in today's show and see how far we can get with it. Well, the lesson of history is absolute. Nothing lasts. Everything changes, including whoever is in charge. So I'm going to give you some explanations from the brain of yours truly, especially what keeps us from revolting against the manifestly incompetent leadership that we have worldwide. President Xi of China has pledged to make China strong again. He says he believes that a military is, quote-unquote, able to fight and win wars. So I'm going to make a comparison between China and other countries in terms of where I see this heading. I sometimes try to get establishment loyalists to explain to me exactly why we're all meant to be terrified of this Russian propaganda thing that they keep on about. What is the threat specifically? I'm going to go into some details. Nobody ever seems to really go into any length to explain why this is so frightful. I mean, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to bring it to you. Maybe you will agree. New rule, as Bill Maher would say, in business is businesses no longer need to make money. Nobody seems to care anymore whether they make money. This was already true in the small cap debacle of the late 90s, but it's more so true now than ever, and will be seen in retrospect when you look at the history books. But we are living history right now, and so I'm going to talk about that and see if I can get some sense. Constitutional scholar Alan Dershowitz, who I follow quite closely and tend to like to quote, he delivered a heated takedown on Thursday of lawyers and civil libertarians pursuing Donald Trump for a crime, despite multiple probes failing to find any evidence after more than a year of investigating. So I'm going to talk not just a little bit, a brief comment about that. Then I will look at Tesla. And Tesla, of course, had just had its quarterly investors meeting with management, management being, of course, Elon Musk, who I think is getting crazier by the day. But anyway, we'll have a quick look at Tesla. And probably that'll be the end of the show, I should imagine. I have to move ahead quite sharply, so I'm going to sign off here, and I am going to record the full show. So all in all, have a wonderful week ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back on Friday with another summary. So until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.